Introduction to the 1992 edition. As a professor, I tended to think of history as run by impersonal forces. But when you see it in practice, you see the difference personalities make. Kissinger, in a background talk with reporters on his plane after his first Middle East shuttle, January 1974. As his parents finished packing the few personal belongings that they were permitted to take out of Germany, the bespectacled 15-year-old boy stood in the corner of the apartment and memorized the details of the scene. He was a bookish and reflective child, with that odd mixture of ego and insecurity that can come from growing up smart yet persecuted. "I'll be back someday," he said to the customs inspector, who was surveying the boxes. Years later, he would recall how the official looked at him with the disdain of age and said nothing. Henry Kissinger was right. He did come back to his Bavarian birthplace, first as a soldier with the U.S. Army Counterintelligence Corps, then as a renowned scholar of international relations, and eventually as the dominant statesman of his era. But he would return as an American, not as a German. Ever since his discovery, upon his arrival in New York City, that he did not have to cross the street to avoid being beaten by non-Jewish boys coming his way, he was eager to be regarded as, and accepted as, an American. And so he was. By the time he was made Secretary of State in 1973, he had become, according to a Gallup poll, the most admired person in America. In addition, as he conducted foreign policy with the air of a guest of honor at a cocktail party, he became one of the most unlikely celebrities ever to capture the world's imagination.